You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Need a revolutionary approach to maximizing customer profitability and value? Well, there's no better person to ask than Dr. Martha Rogers. Business 2.0 magazine listed her among the 19 most important business gurus of the past century, and the World Technology Network called her the innovator most likely to create visionary ripple effects. Along with Dawn Peppers, Dr. Rogers has co-authored 7 best-selling books, including The One-to-One Future, Enterprise One-to-One, and Managing Customer Relationships. She is a founding partner of the Peppers and Rogers Group, the world's leading customer-focused management consulting firm. In their latest book, Return on Customer, Peppers and Rogers offer a completely new way to measure how a company earns profit. Here she joins me to share how Return on Customer is helping redefine the very concept of what it means to be profitable as a business. With The One-to-One Future, what revolution did you start, and how has your thinking evolved since that book?
There were a lot of people who thought that we were out of our minds, because what we were suggesting was that thanks to some technologies, we would see a dramatic change in the way that businesses had to relate to their customers. What we really were trying to predict at that point was, if you're my customer and I can get you to talk to me, then I can remember what you tell me. And if I can remember what you tell me, then I can know something about you my competitor doesn't know. And that makes it possible for me to do something for you he can't do. The huge challenges of building those individual relationships. And then how we know that we've actually achieved that. It's not enough, we think, just to know in our hearts that we're having better relationships with customers and that we're treating them better and that they're coming back to us more and all those other good, cool, groovy things. But we think it's important to have accountability for the marketing. So we think that if you run a campaign, we should know that it's going to be money well spent for the CFO. But we realize that that's not even enough, that it's not enough to just get a good return on the money that you spend on the customers you have. Indeed, you have to get a return on the customers themselves. So what we've learned is that customers are scarce. I can't make more of them. So that's the first thing that we've learned. The second thing that we've learned is that customers are really the only source of revenue for a company. So even though great employees create value, and even though we have to have terrific products and services, and we have to invest in a great brand, the products and the brands, those things do not pay us money. There's no such thing as a product that pays us money.
You have a wonderful line in the book that you say, without customers, you don't have a business, you have a hobby. And that just really, I really remember that. That is a wonderful perspective.
And it's so true because, you know, you can have a business that doesn't have products. And the third thing that we've learned is that customers create that value for companies in two ways. And most companies are very good at handling one of those ways and lousy at handling the other way. Customers create value for us in the short term. They pay us money today or don't. They, you know, answer our ad today or don't. They recommend us to their friends today or don't. So they do stuff for us, you know, right now. They also become more likely or less to do more business with us in the future. And so most companies are really good at knowing exactly how much revenue they made from customer transactions today. But they are lousy at knowing whether or not the equity in their customer base went up or down today.
So these short-term financial goals often get in the way of a long-term customer relationship?
Yeah.
Is that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing is that companies are starting to have to come to grips with whether or not they're going to focus entirely on making money today or whether they're going to balance making money today with making money tomorrow. And the companies that realize that customers are scarce want to make the most of each of the customers that they have and will have in the future.
You were talking about what executives can learn from farmers.
For farmers, land is their scarce resource. Now, they could be good farmers and good, you know, practice good husbandry of the land by rotating their crops, by letting some land lie fallow, by investing in some of the chemicals that will improve the yields. and make the land more productive over time. They have to spend on watering and irrigation and those kinds of things. But those investments in the long run will help their farms stay productive for generations. Now, there are some farmers that come along, some of these newfangled farmers, and they want to just come in, buy land, and they want to just use it up as fast as they can. They want to plant every square inch with this year's biggest cash crop. They don't ever rotate crops. They don't let land lie fallow ever. And after a while, at first, of course, they have bigger yields than their good brethren. But in years to come, of course, they burn out the land. So they're a perfect example, a nice little parable for this balance of short-term and long-term.
We're a software company. Our umbrella is performance management. I saw some real synergies with the book.
You know, there was a time before the 90s when you did not see companies trying to calculate activity-based costing. You did not see them trying to calculate economic value add, so they didn't know the true cost of capital. They just sort of know whatever the bank told them and not what it really cost. And because we're now able to do a lot of calculations by computer that we couldn't do before, we're now able to have better data to help drive better decisions. Now, what that means is that we're able to keep the data, keep track of it, combine it in ways that are more useful, and to analyze it in ways that we couldn't 20 years ago. It's the technology that has really enabled us to be able to have relationships with one customer at a time, times a lot, times millions in some cases. So we're able to do things in ways that just wouldn't have made sense just a short time ago. So I think that that's the role that technology plays, is it drives us to be competitive in a different way. When we look at interactive technologies, database technologies along with the analytics and mass customization technologies, they drive a new era that will be required competitively. You're going to have to be able to use these tools in better ways than your competitors to get to know customers who trust you to look out for their interests, provide them with the greatest individual value you can, and to do things for them your competitors don't know how to do.
Is there anything else you'd like us to know about return on customer? I asked you my questions, but I want to make sure your messages come through.
Well, thank you. I think that the big thing is this. If you are a company and you're getting a lot of pressure to deliver in the short term and you're not being held accountable for what that costs you in the long term, then you're inevitably going to make either stupid or unethical or maybe even criminal decisions. So stupid is as good as it gets. But if you are held accountable today for long-term value as well as short-term value, then the decisions you make today are not going to leave any pension holders out in the cold. So that ability to balance long-term and short-term with a financial measure is finally available to us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
For more insight from best-selling business authors and performance management thought leaders, please visit our Performance Perspectives newsletter at cognos.com. For more information on the Peppers and Rogers Group, please visit peppersandrogers.com.
Need answers to your business questions when you're away from your desk? Easy! Go mobile! Cognos 8 Go Mobile is Cognos Business Intelligence on your BlackBerry. Get the latest information about your customers, prospects, sales, and more. It's the timely, secure, and instant information you've been waiting for, delivered to the palm of your hand. See a demo at www.cognos.com/products. That's cognos.com/products.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.